Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Iridium. We are proud to present Les Paul and his quintet this evening. Without any further ado, here's the man who changed the music for all of us, the great one himself, the Wizard of Waukesha, Mr. Les Paul. Thank you.
grace from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains those pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear a thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to get a couple of guests up here. Let my hand rest a little bit. I hit my hand and it's giving me a bad time. So what I'll do is I'll have someone come up here and fill in for my left hand. My first choice would be you. Now I'm thinking, this fellow says, do you have any trombone players that sing with you? And I says, we had one in here and we tried getting sentimental. I says, he didn't die here, but he died somewhere. I was standing outside. But this fellow plays a valve trombone. I said, well, that's a little different. If it's got buttons on it, maybe we could try him out. So he's going to bring this trombone up. Have you ever heard him, John?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, he's really good.
He's really good, huh? He said he is. He does A-train. That's one number. Are you here? This is the amplified, is it? Hello, what's your name?
My name is Rock. It's great to meet you. I'm honored to be
here with you.
Take this,
sir. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. So, you picked the valve trombone, huh?
Originally slide and finally got over to this because it was a lot easier to move around, so.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
B flat to C versus.
Yeah.
I'm getting too old for that stuff.
I didn't hear your mic. I got these Radio Shack hearing aids. And I'm going to Home Depot. That's funny. Can I hear you? I'm going to play a note on it. All right, let's go. Just put over the rainbow right after that. What'd you say your name was, Henry?
Close, Rock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
is going to hear, and we're talking about a trombone, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
That I don't know the answer to, but what is the reason that the guy, instead of going straight out and just putting the bell on the end of it and that's it, why the hell does he keep searching for that thing so long? It seems as though he goes from there, like
here, you mean?
Yeah, it goes all the way down around there and comes back and comes around. Now, what is the reason for that? Could you play that same thing with just the mouthpiece, for instance? We just took the mouthpiece and played it. What have we got? Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's not good. In other words, you need a plumber. Comes with a plumber. How about a nice hand? Is that a friend of yours, John?
Yeah.
He's cool. That's real good. That's right. Well, that's something to go through all that paraphernalia to get there. But my God, when it comes out big, round, clear sound like that. That's good. A lot more problems than we have with the guitar. Well, that's pretty good. That is as harmless as this one. That's an honest to God. That's everything you got. Yeah. Boy, that gives me chills. To hear a real vanilla chord like that. Because everybody, if I was to ask Lou to play that, play bar G chord and hit it. Bar it, yeah. Now turn it, turn around. I can hear you better if we turn around. Yeah, that's an open G. That's a, yeah. Yeah. Now you play that one. I'll play this and see if you hear the difference. Yeah, you got a long way to go to catch up to this one. I wouldn't count on it. Once you leave those open chords, that's it. That's real. Now, I don't know what you do with a piano. You got A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A- happy to have this newcomer to the group. I know a lot of you guys are saying, the Les Paul Trio, and you're counting five guys. So I'm Polish. What the hell? Now, there originally was three, and then we added Nicky. We added Nicky because we felt it needed a little class. So put her in there, and she's a great asset. Holy Christ, can I live on those? But anyway, we'll get to Nicky in a few minutes. First thing we'll do is we'll take our John Corleone at the piano here, defying you to tell us what the hell he's just played. But he's going to play it for you. You'll recognize it in the intro. Thank you. piano, but I pumped it mostly in time. But I did learn the piano from playing the piano rolls. I watched the keys go down, and then I would ad-lib, and I would punch holes in there besides the ones that are already in the roll. And if they're bad, well, I put some tape over them. And I finally made my first multiple on a piano. And I realized that I struck something that no one knew, not at least in Waukesha, where I came from. Waukesha's in Wisconsin, in case somebody's saying, where the hell's Waukesha? It's in Wisconsin. And I was there, and I'm realizing that if you slow the piano down, it doesn't change pitch. And I go over to the phonograph, and all you got to do is hold your hand down, put your finger on it, and as you slow the pitch down, the guy gets nothing. So his voice goes way down. Not so with the piano. Piano stays the same no matter how fast or slow. So I go to my teacher in grade school, and I asked her, and we went over to the science teacher over in junior high school, and we went to the senior high school, and we went to the library. Finally found out that one was analog and one was digital. That's the first I knew of digital. It was back in the mid-20s. And then I said, now what I've got to do is get my voice and my harmonica and guitar in those holes. And that's how that whole thing started. Well, you wouldn't know those things. You're too young to know those things. Yeah, they're a lot smarter now. Yeah. Did you know that, John?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you played some things there of Art Tatum that he does with that left hand. Just, can you keep that up for a whole chorus?
Probably not, I don't know.
It's very hard, isn't it? Huh?
I could try.
Try it once. Just try.
What's wrong?
Well, that one's good. I don't care what the song is. Just
stride piano?
Yeah, stride piano. When I picked up on the harmonica, I started to play the harmonica and the guitar together. And then my mother says, the problem is that when you go out and play somewhere, you got your back to the audience, and everybody doesn't have a piano, so you better switch to another instrument. So I went out and I got a drum. My mother says, not in this house. So then I went to the saxophone. Now she says, you got two things in your mouth. You can't talk, you can't sing. Can't play the harmonica. So she said, you gotta try something else. So I got an accordion. And I threw that in the city dump. That's when I found out I had perfect pitch. And I threw that thing. I'm not gonna explain that to you, you know that. And so from there on, I went to the guitar. I went to the guitar, found out I learned a lot from the piano. Well, I learned on the piano with all those holes in it and everything else. Yeah. And you know who they were I was listening to?
Fats Waller.
Fats Waller. Fats Waller. Great Fats Waller. Fats Waller, yeah. Who did you listen to when you grew up?
My father bought me 3 records when I was 6 years old.
3?
3 records. A Django Reinhardt record.
Yeah.
A Bucky Pizzarelli record, and a Les Paul record.
You're kidding. Never done.
Is that you? You have the same name.
Yeah, same name. Yeah. Same as my guitar, too. I'll be damned. And from there, you just took off, and did you go to school? You
studied
no. School?
Then I discovered Jimi Hendrix. And life was different.
Hey. You know, he was a great player. in spite of the fact that he was playing a different kind of music, he still is one of the great players. We've had some great players up here. Tommy Emmanuel was up here, and he was a great player. We've had Jeff Beck. He's no slouch. Yeah, Larry Carlton. Some five very fine players have been on this stage here. Okay. Right now, we could use a couple of them. Got a gal. I don't know whether she sings or not. Would you? No. I'm looking right at you. Yeah. Here's a gal that we picked up. She was in Australia. We brought her over. We didn't pick her up in Australia. She came over here. Mm-hmm. And she's got an upright bass. It's upside down there. Plays it the same way up here, though.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
What would you like me to do, Liz?
Oh, Christ. That's what my dad said when I was born. That's the first thing, the first which I said, my dad says, he just took a look at me and said to my mother, Jesus Christ. So that's who I thought I was for quite a while. Found out that I had to learn everything the hard way. Yeah. So what caused you to pick this thing up? This is...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
For a nice, pretty lady like you to be playing a great big instrument like that?
Yeah, well, I like big instruments, so...
You want to...
Huh?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just thinking.
What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. I feel like a condemned building with a new flagpole on it. You could play with my pacemaker.
I love pacemakers.
I'll bet you do. If you had to play the bass, what would you do?
If I had to, what could I do? I could sing a little ditty for you.
There's a couple of them that you play that I really like.
Which one?
I don't know. You just play them. I don't know what they are. You got that one where you just play all over that thing.
Oh, God. What would that be?
Just pick one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I could sing a song and play one. Or you want me to play?
That's even better.
Okay, I'll do something.
That's real good.
Is A minor good for you?
Oh, it's good. But I say no. Holy Christ.
I've got a man who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I really love him. Gonna walk right up to his gate, see if I can get this straight, 'cause I want him. Yes, I'm gonna ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You is still, oh my sweet, sweet baby. But it seems like the flame in your heart has gone right out. Well, a man is a creature that has always been a little strange. Just when you think you're really sure of one, he's gone and he's made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Or maybe baby's found himself somebody new. my baby, he's still my baby too.
Sony.
What are you going to do for us?
Well, I love what you're doing.
tempo for it? Yeah, sure. What can you do that? See?
Listening? Good, good. I'm alone. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Can we do that again? I just didn't know if it was an accident or not. It very well could have been. Hi, here's.
And if you're in town next week, stop by and see us again. We'd love to have you coming back to see us again.